As we thank everybody for being part of this study, as we incorporate three different major areas dealing with healing and voltage. One is under Dr. Sabi. He teaches about voltage of the food and that we are electrical beings. And we have another guy whose name is Dr. Tyndall, Tim Tyndall. He teaches about that the body is electrical, and he's teaching it from not a herbology perspective like Dr. Sabi. He's teaching it from another perspective. And his perspective is that we are electrical beings and that everything and your body is tied together. So you're just basically a house. Okay. And it goes farther than the house. It winds up that you're like a city. And so the electricity that's generated from a nuclear power plant or any type of power plant is sent across wires to your home. And then your home will use up the electricity. The home is your organ. That's the home. So each house or commercial unit is, and the wires are your nerve cells, your nervous system. And I haven't found out where he thinks it's, oh yeah, and it's generated from you putting electricity in, and you could put electricity in through food. Okay, so he hasn't mastered that herbology stuff, and I don't think he will, because he teaches it from another perspective, and he has this little device that will measure each of your organs. He'll press the organ. This device costs $2,000 for a personal one, and then it's $5,000 for a commercial one. Professional, he calls it. And what it does is you put this device on you, and it's just a hand carrier. It looks just like a voltmeter. I mean, it's the size of a voltmeter, small voltmeter. And it two prongs he puts on over your organ or wherever it is, and it'll read how much voltage you have. Now, he broke it down into great detail. He was a doctor that graduated a medical degree from one of the Ivy League schools at 17 years old. He was an eye surgeon, and he's the one who designed lasers and all of those different things for the eyes that mom got and other people are getting. And he was through that. And when he was doing that, some of the stuff that was in the people's eyes, the person's eyes jumped out and got in his eye or got on him. And then he was sick with three diseases. And he couldn't do anything. Matter of fact, they said he could only think for like an hour or two or half an hour every day. And after that, he would go into, you know, his mind would go. He couldn't do anything. So he went to the doctors. They told him he got all these diseases. And they said, hey, we got nothing we can do for you, bro. So he healed himself by reading up on the ancient knowledge of Egypt and the ancient knowledge of China and the ancient knowledge of the ancient world, and was able to come up with this voltage thing. The same thing Sabi did, but from another whole perspective. And when he came up with his, he used it to heal himself. And so that's how he got, so now he's, you know, selling his device and, you know, testing people, and anybody can do that. So it's very interesting. And so the way it works is that if you, okay, pH, which means your volt, which means potential hydrogen. So hydrogen has one electron and one neutron. And so it has this the electron that move about that you can move. So if you take the log of that, you can come up with a voltage. And so they so when you look at your pH, if your pH is acid, that means that you have you're lacking a lot of electricity. You have a low voltage. If you have if your pH is alkaline, then you have you have electrons that are able to give electrons to your system, your alkalinity of your blood and your organs. So it's giving voltage to your system. So if you have a voltage to maintain, so the way the body works is that it regenerates cells every day. So every day it's regenerating cells. So if your body just stays at 20 millivolts, okay, which is alkaline, if you stay at 20, the only thing that you're going to have is going to be maintaining its level. For it to generate new cells, it has to be at 50 millivolts. And then if you have a disease, cancer, colds, fevers, whatever you have, you need it, it has to go to 70 millivolts so that it can not just reproduce new cells as normal, but now it has to heal up all those other areas of cells that were dying and that was cancerous and, you know, and remove them out of your system. So the body is a very interesting, what would we call it, device, okay? The body is nothing but a, you know, this mass that we're in is nothing but a device. It's like, you know, a tree. A tree has electricity. A tree saps the photosynthesis from the sun, and it converts that energy into food. And then we take that food, which is charged with all this electricity, and we eat it, and it adds electricity to our body. The same thing with herbs. You can dig up the roots of the herbs and grind them and so forth, and then they will do the same thing. And they're charged. The same thing with leaves, herbs. So when the Bible says that the herbs are for the healing of the nation, it meant it was for the healing of the nation. And Sabi goes around healing people just by giving them the proper herbs, different herbs that are going to heal the system. And the other guy, he's shooting electricity in you, and he's healing your organs the same way. But this is very interesting. Then this other guy, he wrote some book, Metaneter. Metaneter is the ancient name for hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics means the words of God, the sacred words. And what does the Bible mean? The Holy Bible, the Holy Word. Metaneter and the Bible are the same. Hieroglyphics was the ancient text that the Bible was written in. And then, you know, the Europeans and people came back later, and during the time of Greece, they translated some of the different things in Egypt and came up with what we call the Bible, the sacred word. So this is very, very interesting of what's going on. And all these different people are on different parts of the earth, and they do different things, and I don't even think they communicate with each other. They don't even know about each other and know about this. So what I'm doing is I'm putting all of these together and coming up with my book and coming up with a whole, you know, hopefully a more concise way to understand the healing art and then understand how we are made, the science of humans. and what we can do and how we're affected. Then we have this from this guy, which deals with the Metanetter, that these that the people understand psychology and understand how music and everything is vibrations. We talked about that one time. Everything's on frequency. Lights on frequency. Words on frequency. All of these different things vibrate. And everything that we see vibrates. And if it's at a low vibration, it's like solid. Okay? And if it's on a high vibration, you can't see it. So the best way to describe that is when you have water, you have it in three different phases. Ice, in its liquid form, and then in its gas form. And as you take water and you take the water and you heat it up, which is increasing its molecules and have it move at a faster frequency, then it turns into, guess what? Into a vapor. Okay? So that's where we get vapor from. Okay? But that's the heating up of energy from the heat going into the water. So as you can see, electricity is being added or voltage is being added to the water and is converting it to higher, increasing its frequency. Okay, then you have that if you slow down the molecules from vibrating, you make it colder and colder and you're taking away the heat from it, whatever little heat it has, then it'll turn into a solid and what we call today ice. So the three different phases that we have are three different forms of vibration. That's all it is. Whatever the element, it vibrates at a high level or a lower level. So we are in our, we have what we call an aura, which is the electromagnetic wave of electricity. So if you have electricity, when you surround it, it has what we call a B field, magnetic field. So back in ancient Egypt, they knew about magnetic fields and all of those different things. And these foods give off a certain magnetic field, okay, because they're alive. So you have all of this going on. So if you take, so now this is me combining all these things together and my engineering. So this is not out of a book, the parts that I'm talking about now. This is just tying it together or using engineering to tie it together. So when we are on a plane of thinking, okay, you could be on a plane of hatred, anger, killing, all of that thing. You're on a very low vibration. And so that's where you are. And so if you're on a level of and under stress and all of that falls under that, those categories. So if you're on a higher vibration, then the higher vibration can bring electricity to you. That's the catch to it. That's love, compassion, mercy, happiness, joy, not stressed out, all of those things. Hugs, okay? So that's how you get the increase your vibration level. So your mind, you can vibrate at higher level. And if you vibrate at that high level, that's where you, you know, that's where all it is, you know, the healing can occur. So that's why the Bible says, you know, think on these things, happiness, joy, and all of those different things. I forget where that verse particularly is. That's in the New Testament. It says think on these things. And that's why it's telling you that. I'm like, wow. So if you cut a nerve and they, you know, take it under a microscope and look at it and so forth, and then you take a wire in your house or a wire that's out, you know, outside and your cables and you cut it, do you know that they're going to look exactly alike and you're not even going to be able to tell which is a nerve and which is a cable? I thought that was like, wow. I said, man, I got my evidence. I've been looking for evidence for the longest to prove all of this stuff. So the evidence is there. So I said, okay, now that we have that and we're an electrical being and all of that, we can vibrate at higher levels. As we vibrate at high levels of our spirituality, that's what people call the Christ consciousness. Or that's what people in the Bible says to be like Yeshua, okay, and that he's the center of all things. That's all that saying. So the Bible says that he is the light, and he is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world, or any human that comes into the world. And then the question is, okay, he's that light. He's at that high vibration. Light is at a very high vibration, and it has all the colors in it. So when you go to the sun and you get a prism, you can see all the rainbow colors. And sometimes after a rainstorm, it depends on the prism of the water. It's hitting the sky, and you see a rainbow. So light was the first thing that was brought to this planet on the first day. He said, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the water. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. So to have life and to have anything, you got to have a high vibration. And you have to have life. And particularly light. Now, in the Bible, it also tells you that Yeshua is, all things consist of him. That's in my book. That's with one of the first pages that I wrote. That's when this stuff all dawned on me. That in Yeshua is not just light, but is also life. So all things consist of him. So everything that exists has to exist for us to see, or for us to hear, spiritually, physically, no matter what vibration, consists of him. And he said that he's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So there again, he is telling you that, yes, you're him. Then he tells you, let your light so shine that all men might be able to glorify the Father. So we're supposed to be vibrating on a very high level of spiritual being. And every generation or every religion teaches it from a different perspective, but it all winds up to be the Christ consciousness, which is taught in ancient Egypt. And the Egyptians, what they did with their ancient religion was go around the world and be able to share this with different nations. And then at that time, they would tell them that you can change whatever we're teaching you into different ways such that it relates to your people. So my understanding is that what they did was with the Bible was that they rewrote the Bible to make it fit in their society and for their people to accept it. So that's why it's an ancient book that really is an ancient Egyptian text. But people don't know that, and the white, and how would we phrase it, the present authorities or the present people running the world today do not want us to know who we are and what's been going on. So, saying all of that, there's different levels that you can vibrate at or different levels that you can exist at. The lowest level is the animal level. And so people who are violent, people who are live on that plane of killing and so forth, that it gives off a certain vibration, and that's where you are. That's why they call a lot of people that go to the military, they call them what, jarhead, because they just take orders. They don't even think of what they're doing. So it's like cattle. So the lowest level is for you to be cattle. Now, in the Goya, the Jewish book, they call them Goya, the nations, just cattle. That's what we are. That we're cattle. If you look in the Bible says we're what? Sheep. Sheep, what is sheep? What do you do with sheep? You lead them astray and lead them to the slaughter. So he's trying to tell us, he didn't tell you to stay a sheep, he just told you you are a sheep. Then he says that these other guys were running around hooking things up and, you know, killing you spiritually, mentally, and physically, they're called wolves. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Interesting. The Bible tells us to be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So all these different figures are not just basic figures. These are figures that was used in ancient Egypt to describe your mental vibration and where you were. So they have what they call 10 different, and really nine different levels, but they call it 10. It's called the tree of life. This tree of life has 10 different positions, and they tie together. Now, this tree of life, quote-unquote, we read in the Bible, it says that, you know, in the beginning, you know, not for the need of the tree of life, lest they live forever. Okay? If you go into China, they have these things that are called the tree of life that they break it down. If you go to the Kabbalah, the European Jewish teachings, they have it. You go to Egypt, everywhere on the planet, they got it. And everybody talks about this thing. And they call it the in Egypt, they were referred to as the Netarut. And the Netarut are basically nine laws of existence. And as you learn about the nine laws, then you can become part of that. And it's interesting that that there's what we call nine laws of health, right? New start. K for knowledge, N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, S for sunlight, D for temperance, A for air, R for rest, D for trust in divine power. So this new start is the nine netarus, or as some would call them, elementals, or some would call them the forces of nature, or some would call God. Oh, my goodness. It's so very interesting of how all of this ties together. And I'm saying, wait a minute. So the elementals or the laws of nature are the features of Elohim, because Elohim is in everything. He's tied to everything, so there's no escape from it from that perspective. And so I was saying, okay. So when I was told about the Netarut, I think in the 90s, I guess the 90s, the 90s or the 2000s, early 2000s, I forget which one it was, probably early 2000s. I told the guy, I said, no, the Netarut are nothing but the nine laws of health, man. He said, okay, whatever. So the Europeans in charge had decided that, hey, we're not going to let people understand the nine laws of health. And so, but it was brought back, and so they're here with us, and there's no escape from them. So the elementals would be similar to what we call in the Bible angels or archangels. So in the New Testament, you hear about the angel of water and the angel of fire and all of that stuff. So the angel of water would be water. Okay, so the angel of fire would be the sun. Everything, all light comes basically as we see it today from the sun, and that's how they would relate it. And then you have the air, oxygen, the angel of the air or of the wind. Remember, the Bible did say that the spirit, now we got to know another dimension that it enters into. The spirit. As the wind blows and you see it and you can feel it, but you can't touch it, is like the spirit. Everyone that is of the spirit is like the wind. Wow. Okay, so there's your air, the spirit. Then there's such thing called, which most Christians don't know anything about, which is called the seven spirits of Elohim, which are mentioned in the Old Testament and in the book of Revelation. So the seven spirits also are tied to the Netarus and the nine laws of hell. So are the seven spirits, the seven elements, the seven elementals, the seven forces? We only hear about the Holy Spirit, one spirit of Elohim. No, there's seven. And then if you tie the seven back into Elohim, down you got, what, total of 10 or 9? Back to where we started. The Netarus. Okay? So when you go through, when you talk about the earth, okay, that's where our nutrition would come from, and everything that grows, that would have nourishment to our body. You get exercise, and exercise is vital for keeping health. Vital. And so what it does, it pumps. Matter of fact, when you exercise, it builds up electricity in you. Did you know that? That it puts electricity in you. Now, the reason why, it's a very, very, very interesting of how. Well, number one, it's going to pump oxygen into your system, because as you exercise, you breathe in more and more, so now your body is getting much more oxygen. And when you get oxygen, you're getting voltage. You're getting electrons added to your system. Okay? When you have, and when you're outside in the sun, and the sun is hitting your skin, it's adding, it's just like that energy that makes photosynthesis in the leaves to make food for us, full of voltage. It's the same thing when it hits our skin. It's changing your body. It takes the cholesterol off your skin, converts it to pre-vitamin D. So, it again, so when you're out there exercising and doing those three, at it's like oxygen, air, exercise, and sunlight. And then if you have the correct amount of water in you, then that hydrogen united with that oxygen will give you hydrogen peroxide, which will go through and start killing off different mucous membranes and stuff. So I'm saying, wait a minute, this is like four things in one? Wow. So when all of these things work together for good to them that love Yahweh. That's what it says. So as I sit back and view all of these different things and try to understand what's going on, I was able to see very clearly that these laws, okay, so we got exercise, we got knowledge. Knowledge, they tie to Tehuti. That's what the Netaru's name. Then they have knowledge, water. I'm not sure who they tie to, but they tie it to one of the elementals because it's an element. E for exercise, as I just explained to you. Then we have water, and the key is, yeah, as you get the amount of water, the water will come through and start purging your system. It works like a machine, like a washing machine. So if you have the detergent and you put water inside of your washing machine, it goes through and cleanses it. So that's what the herbs and the herbs are for, the healing of the nations. Herbs heal and fruit cleanse. So when you put enough water in it, it's cleansing that system and sending it through the liver and the kidney and all of that, and then dumping it out of your urine. So if you have yellow, dark urine, that means that's all the poison's being dumped out. You haven't drank enough water that day because you need to drink some more water so that it becomes clear. Just like when you wash your clothes, it goes through that cycle, and then you see it all you saw all that dirt coming out. And then you'll see, actually, it'll be dark. Then it'll come through, and it'll rinse it, and it'll keep rinsing it until finally, what? The water is clear. It's the same way that our body works. It's washing and cleansing and dumping it out. I said, wow. all of these things. And so the Bible was telling us the invisible things. The invisible things, the things we can't see, are known by those things that are visible. So all of these sciences, all of these things that are surrounding us, some people say, is science God? What's the difference between science and God? Well, science is only trying to find out what God or Elohim has created, which is him, and helping us understand it. That's all science is. So then what is religion? Religion is supposed to be telling you how to tap into it and understand it, but that's not what they do. They tap in and tell you how to feed them money. That's the biggest, well, that's the biggest enterprise, one of the biggest enterprises of money making. And especially off of black people, because we got to church all the time, and we're still poor. So they're not there to help you. They're just there to rob you. So I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, wow, this is interesting. So the more you understand science and understand nature, the more you understand Elohim, and the more you can live in harmony with his laws, and that's why they're called the nine laws of health, and as you live within them, then they will heal you, and they will keep you healthy. You violate them, and they will destroy you, and you will get sick, and you will die. You will lose your voltage, and as your voltage starts to drop, remember, we said at 20, that's remaining regular, okay? That's operating voltage. That's, you know, to keep things operating. Then when you stop and go down to 15 or 5 volts, then that's when you have pain. So if you have pain, then you know that your voltage is low. How low? It could be very low. And then when you start getting sick, you know it's way beyond 5 and you might be pushing 0. And then when you get to below 0 and you become negative, then at that point, basically what happens is it goes to become acid. And when it becomes, it reverses polarity, then that's when you have a major disease, what they call chronic disease. So the whole purpose is for you to get the voltage back up in your system from this chronic disease state of a negative voltage to now into a positive and interchanging voltage in the opposite direction by making your blood and making your system alkaline, by eating alkaline food, and by staying positive on that area. So now, if you eat blood and starch, it's designed to put you in an acid state because that's all that is acid. So not just do we understand this, not just does Egyptians understand this, not just do certain people understand this, but also the people running the planet understand this. And so what do they put in the low neighborhoods on every corner? Blood and starch, called burgers and fries, white bread, meat. And I'm like, wow, these guys know how to keep us down by feeding us blood and starch. And that's all what fast food is, nothing more. So they're practicing what I found out in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, that by thy sorceries, the merchants of the earth are, or your tycoons of the earth, or your lords of the earth, deceives the nation through magic, sorcery, pharmakia, drugs. So I said, wait a minute. Drugs don't heal. All they do is cover up the symptoms. But they never claim to heal. They just said they're practicing. They never said they're you know, healing anybody. So I said, okay, then all of this in these big industries and so forth, they make milk. They said if you drink milk, milk is like, you know, the number one thing. But drinking mother's breast milk, you know, that's what builds a child up and makes them very intelligent. When you feed them this other milk, you know, it ain't doing the same thing. But if you drink, I mean, not if you drink, cows drink their cow's milk, and the others, you know, cats drink cat milk, and everybody's drinking their milk from their parents, then that what makes them, that gives them more electricity and healing power and growing power. And so they did that to, they said that raw cow's milk you can drink, but it will, I mean, it has the electricity and all that stuff in it. But it's, but the manufacturers figured out that if they give you raw milk, it'll go bad. And if it goes bad, then you can't drink it. So they decided to cook it at 500 degrees for maybe 3, 4, 5 hours, and then serve it to you. At that time, they then turned it into plastic. And so basically what it does is when it goes into your system, it's a poison. So they're injecting you with upright poison. And that's why they say that you have to drink so much milk a day. That's why they tell you on their chart to drink, to have so much flesh a day. That's why they tell you to eat so much bread a day and fries and, you know, cinnamon buns and all the rest of blood and starch. I said, wow. I said, they know what's going on. They know how to do it, and they keep us at a certain vibration such that we keep killing each other. And we act, and that's why we act that way. They said back in the 50s, they took a bunch of rats and they put them in. They had to have babies, and then they separated some of the babies in the next generation, and they just fed them. Guess what? Blood and starch. Then they made them also mad. They made them angry. They had one group sitting like kings and queens, enjoying life, no stressed out. Another one stressed out all the time. By the third generation, those rats that were stressed out and so forth, all of them were killing each other, eating each other, killing each other. And that's what happened here. With this society that we're in, if we look at the children and look at the society, that's what's happening. Those societies in the, that are struggling to make money, struggling, you know, always stressed out, the next generation up to the third generation, all of them wind up killing each other. And that's what's happening in the black community. And they're feeding us the blood and the starch. I'm saying, what? This is all planned. They're using pharmakia. When they cook that milk and stuff and they make it into like a plastic for you and you drink it, then that, at that point, is they're practicing sorcery. Now, why are you saying they practice sorcery, Manuel? Well, you're clear. When you look at sorcery, when they used to show us the witch, you know, with a black hat, dressed in black, and she's turning this big pot, conjugal pot, and she's turning it. She's throwing in here of a dragon, the nose of a this and that. They just mixing all this stuff together. And then she said, hey, I'll give you this portion, and this portion will do certain things. That's called witchcraft. And that's what they're doing. They're stirring it around. They're keeping it up, taking what God has given us and taking it into another dimension so that it can still have a longer shelf life, they call it. But the shelf life now, what you're drinking is poison, straight up. I said, wow. So they have figured out what I figured out of how the herbs are for the healing of the nation, of how the nine laws of health tie together. And so usually that's when the doctor tells you, okay, if you're not getting exercise, you're overweight, you're getting high blood pressure, you're getting this, diabetes. Hey, they're saying because you're not exercising, you're violating the laws of Yahweh. You're eating that stuff that Yahweh has not given to you. You are, and that's what the Bible said in Revelation 18, that the tycoons, the rich men of the earth, the lords of the earth, the merchants of the earth, is deceiving you through her sorcery, her witchcraft, through the drug industry. Wow. So if you really understand the book is telling you all the stuff. But everybody don't know what the book is saying, and they're not preaching it because they're part of the problem. So I just thought this was amazing, what I found out, this, you know, that what I've been studying and how it's coming together. So I can see we might be in big trouble, exposing the boys. But anyway, that's my job, you know that. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't expose the boys. So, anyway, any questions?
Nope. I'm thinking about your comment in regards to water and stuff. And I do make it a habit. I mean, really all I got is Propel and water and juice and tea. But you have to use that stuff and, you know, continue to replenish yourself each day, because you said, you know, hey, if you don't have the right amount of water in your system, your pee is yellow and so forth. And even me, who doesn't drink a lot of things outside of water, each day, if you, you know, the next day when you wake up and use the restroom, or halfway through the day, if you don't continue, you know, you have to keep on with the process. Otherwise, you'll see, you know, changes. So it's a repeated process, that's what I'm trying to say. Cleansing.
Yeah, like a washing machine.
Yeah.
You would not rinse your clothes, would you?
Say what?
Like a washing machine, you wouldn't stop rinsing your clothes until you got all the dirt out.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, and that's exactly the way the body works, same way.
So, yeah, sometimes I'm a little confused because I'm like, wait, all I had yesterday was water. Why is it yellow? But it's because, you know, hey, it's time to continue the process. So, yeah. You can never get enough of water.
You got a lot of poisons, and that's what they're trying to dump out. Yep. I wish I had. There's some herbs that you could take, too, that would be useful, because it'll cleans out the mucus that's in your chest. I didn't know about that. But I'm glad you're using the Eva Save on your knee. So that it can, now you'll start using it on your chest and you should start seeing some improvement.
Yeah, that's the plan. Just want to get back to full health.
Anybody else? What y'all think about it?
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I thought we lost everybody.
He was just trying to see what kind of feedback you have at this point from the session we had today.
Well, I thought it was interesting. As always, especially the stuff about the different kinds of milk going into your body. Oh, crap, we lost Dad. Hold on.
Question.
Hey, Jabari. Jabari. Yeah, Dad.
Okay. I'm back in.
Okay, all right. Question. Wheat bread. How does that work? Versus white.
What, wheat? W-H-E-A-T?
Yes.
Wheat is an acid food, so you gotta eat only alkaline foods, not acid foods. Rye is an alkaline food, alkaline bread, you know, because you're talking about bread. That's the only one that I know of, and another one is called spelt, S-P-L-I-T, something like that. But I can send you all a list of those of what's alkaline and what's acid foods. No problem.
Okay.
I'll email that to you guys.
Because I don't eat white bread, but I have wheat bread. So that's all I'm asking.
All right, well, try to get to the rye. But anyway, like I said, I will send you a list, all of you, so that y'all can know.
That means I can't eat. That means I can't eat whole wheat noodles. Like I eat like spaghetti and stuff sometimes, and I just do everything whole wheat. I can't do that now.
That's correct. That's alkaline. I mean, it's acid. That's all it does. It's acid. That means it's going to bring down your system.
Mm.
Now, there's a different type of spaghetti that I've been making. Okay? It's, you take, they got this device that you can take your noodles, that'll make noodles for you. It costs maybe $20. You can get it from these stores. I think you can even have Walmart, Target, and it shows you on TV. So you take your zucchini, push it through this thing, and it'll turn it into look just like spaghetti. So you can have spaghetti, and then you put your sauce on and everything else. and it's fresh and it's live, not dead.
Hmm.
Check it out. I think you'll love it. I mean, it's like the bomb.
Oh, have you ever done the spaghetti squash? Like, you done that? Like, make spaghetti noodles from the squash? From spaghetti squash?
Yeah, I've done it. I did it with the yellow and with the green. The zucchini and the yellow. Yep. Mm-hmm. Maggie likes it. You know, and, you know, a lot of people that I have, you know, did it with, everybody, and, yeah, it's good. And it looks the same. You can't even tell, you know, basically, it's not that much different. But it's healthier for you, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Any other deep questions? So what did y'all think about all of that tied together? I mean, I was like dumbfounded myself.
Just a sidebar. I mean, is it more so the amount of acid you're taking? So, for instance, we'll just say you do eat wheat bread every now and then, or bread, even though you don't eat it every day, or you do eat noodles that aren't necessarily whatever is considered acid noodles. But you're not taking, of course, you're not doing fast food, you're not doing, you know, meats or all kinds of other stuff as well, but it's still, I'm saying the intake is there, but it's not as massive as most. Is that okay in your mind?
Well, the bottom line is your body alkaline or acid? If it's acid, you're diseased. Okay, if it's alkaline, then it's, you know, and remember, you got to keep it up at 20 millivolts. That's number one. Okay, if you feel that you're getting pain or you're getting sick or whatever, you know that your body is below 20. You know that. Okay, so you whatever you need to do is you got to go 100%, you know, alkaline. Now, the alkaline food can be cooked. It doesn't have to always be raw. But the raw gives you also the oxygen to it, so it, you know, heals the system much faster. So what you want to do is make sure that your pH is alkaline and not acid. That's all you're trying to really do, keeping it on that side. And then for it to regenerate, you want it to regenerate cells. That means it needs to be at 50 millivolts so that it can generate good new cells. And then if you have any disease, if you're sick or this, that, the other, you need to pump that bad boy up to 70 millivolts so that it can, you know, still continue to make new cells, but at the same time destroy them old cells that are, you know, making you sick. So the progress of healing is threefold. Which level will you keep it at? Once you're in pain, you know that you're below 15 millivolts, so you know you need to change up completely. But that's how you can try to gauge it without having the devices that actually tells you how many millivolts you're actually at. That help?
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Ayampe.
I'm here. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. And the good thing is, hey, I think this is supposed to be my year of prosperity and, what is that? It's supposed to be knowledge and prosperity or something like that. But the knowledge is coming. That is for sure. And wealth, that's what it calls it. So, yes, so hopefully this year I should be finishing up this book. Doing some lectures, hopefully, at the circuit. Everybody from every aspect of life should be able to hear this. If you're in the herbology, if you're in the vegetarian, even if you're not into that, if you're into just healing of the nations, healing yourself, keeping yourself well, even if you claim to be a Christian, or if you claim to be in Egyptology, every angle I can come to this at. if you're a yogi, a yogis, or any, all of them, because all of them are basically saying the same thing. But we've just been getting divided by, you know, people. And that's why the Bible tells us not to kill. He says, if you kill, thou shalt not kill. If you kill, then your vibration levels go way down. And that's why when people go to military and they kill other people and they come back, they sort of like go insane, like, you know, have real issues psychologically because they violated the law that's hunting them down. No escape. The Bible says if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So, you know, don't matter if you're doing it for your country or you're doing it for that violates the law, period.
Huh.
I hope it's not too deep. You think people can follow it, or is it, have I gone too deep for the people? I lose people.
Mm-mm. But who are you talking to? Some stuff we think is fine, other stuff other people wouldn't.
Like what? I thought all the stuff I gave was very basic.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's basic. Oops. How's my alarm clock going off now?
Okay, cool. All right, so yeah. Think about this as y'all go through the weekend. See how you can implement more of the list that I'll give you into your life there. See what Yahweh has in store for you.
Yeah. No, I agree with Reem on that. Depends who you talk to, too. I just feel there's plenty of people still out there. A lot of people, not just plenty, but a lot of people who believe that the only way you get protein is by eating meat. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the way they pump it. And everybody will tell you got to drink milk every day, too.
Yeah, drink plenty of milk.
Others will say you got to drink starch. So, yeah, you're just supposed to be pumping down what they said.
So, I mean, that's the kind of basic health they teach you in school and, you know, and these, you know, people with doctors and stuff. Oh, just go to the doctor and pop a pill. You'll be better in the morning. Rather than saying, hey, you know, this pill is just going to numb or basically, you know, inflict your body so that it's not noticing the issue. You know, that's why you got to keep taking it because your body isn't getting rid of it. It's shutting down that portion of your body so that it doesn't affect you anymore. But they'll never tell you that. So, yeah, it depends who you talk to.
Yeah, and I have a girlfriend who said she's going vegan, right? And so then she puts a picture of sushi with obviously, like, fish in it. And she said, oh, I'm not, you know, I lost my vegan diet. And someone commented on her picture and said, oh, no, you can be vegan and eat seafood, it doesn't count. And I was like, no. So I tell her, I talked to her about it. So listen, this person's an idiot, and you can't eat seafood and still be a vegan or vegetarian. You're a pescatarian.
No.
If that's what you choose to do. But you cannot say, oh, it doesn't count. It doesn't count if it's in sushi. It counts. Like, what is wrong with you? People are just so misinformed. Like, I couldn't believe that person was serious about that. I don't think it counts. No, you're fine. Negative. It does count.
Yeah, you're right about that. Even though they consider seafood eaters pesco vegetarians, they're not vegans, clearly. Because vegans,
well,
I mean that's soy everything. Soy beans,
okay.
Soy, I mean, yeah. So.
It's okay. I told her what vegan was, and then I told her what vegetarian
was. Reema, you're far away from your phone. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep.
I said I told her what vegan was, and then I told her what vegetarian was, and the differences between the two. If she wants to still, you know, but if she's like, oh, I bought yogurt, I'm like, you can't eat yogurt if you're vegan. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, you can't drink milk if you're vegan. You can't get anything that has anything to do with an animal if you're vegan. If you can't eat eggs in the morning, I'm like, you know, if this is what you'd like to do, maybe you should take this route, or maybe you should just cut back on stuff. But you can't tell people you're this when you're really eating fish still or whatever, you know. It doesn't make any sense. But she really didn't know. Like, it's not like it's, you know, she really did not know that.
No, just by the definition, vegetarian means vegetables.
people aren't brainwashed.
And people want to be healthy. So a lot of people want to be healthy and want to say that they're conscious enough to be healthy, but they changed up the rules on you. And that's why you have to understand, what does food do to you? What is food? What is its purpose? And once you get into that level of understanding and voltage and all that, it becomes clear what is and what isn't.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. If there's nothing else, we can have a word of prayer. My Ayanfe, anything you comment? I'm hearing from everyone else.
No. Just taking it all in.
Okay.
Good information, though.
Sounds good. Oh. Yep, the vibration level should be key. Depending on, and so you got to be careful of allowing our minds to be filled with violence. And that's all that TV and movies and video games are filled with. So that's why our children start going off. And that's why I said, too, the rest of them were going off and all that stuff. So I said, yo, man, y'all need to stay away from that stuff. But, yeah, so the more you're interacting on that vibration level, the more you'll be in sync with that vibration, and that's why they put that out there for us, because they know that it will, go to our animal passion. So hopefully next week or in this month coming, we'll go over of what are these different levels and why, how do they represent different animals, like you said, the sheep, the cows led to slaughter, and that's how they look at us. The rich or the elite or the people that's running planet, that's all we are. It's nothing but cattle and sheep. And that's the way the church says it to them. So they are right. But now how do we move from our cattle and sheep mentality? That's our next goal. How do we get out of that? All right, anybody will offer up a word of prayer for us?
Dear God, thank you for listening. Thank you for the lessons learned. Continue to bless and guide us and show us the right path, and continue to move with us this week as we stay safe and out of harm's way. Thank you again for everything. In your name I do pray, amen.
Amen. Did you cut off the recording?